This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. A young friend, a man in his 30s with whom I do business, were talking about God and going to church. I asked him, where did he go to church? He said, nowhere. He does not see the need of going to listen to sermons about God because we cannot see God, so if he exists, he does not seem important or relevant in daily life. He said he did not think of himself as an atheist, but until he saw the need to go to church and pray to God, he would not go. On the broadcast today, I bring this issue to our attention because I think this young man may represent many people to one degree or another. Since I have been a Christian for 57 years, it is difficult for me to think about why anyone would think of God as not being relevant in their life. But since you, my friend, may be among those with questioning doubts about God, I will discuss both points of view. But first, I need a moment in prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Back to the young man I spoke of who does not see God as relevant, he said he was taken to church a few times as a child by his parents, but he thought believing in God was the same as belief in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny, and that when people grew up, they realized it was just a childhood fantasy, playing pretend, and that intelligent adults had cast that aside. My response is that faith in God, and specifically his only Son Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior, came naturally to me, since I grew up in a home with parents that were already authentic, genuine believers in Christ, and that going to church, praying, and reading my Bible were more vital and necessary than even the importance of going to school and getting educated in what secular people call the real world. Even as a child, I knew the difference between a silly fable like Santa Claus and my Redeemer, Jesus, who died and sacrificed his life so that I could have my sins forgiven and be made acceptable for heaven when I die or when Jesus returns to earth in his second coming, told of in the Bible. As the years have passed, I have seen a lot of false beliefs and cult fads come and go, but nothing matches personal saving faith in the Jesus of the Bible. And about that Bible, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." While the Bible was completed approximately 1,900 years ago, its accuracy and relevance for today remain unchanged. The Bible is the sole objective source of all the revelation God has given us about himself and his plan for humanity. The Bible contains a great deal of information about the natural world that has been confirmed by scientific observations and research. Some of these passages include Leviticus 17:11, Ecclesiastes 1:6 and 7, Job 36:27-29, Psalm 102:25-27, and Colossians 1:16-17. As I see the plan of redemption from sin designed by God, many different characters are vividly described. In those descriptions, the Bible provides a great deal of information about human behavior and tendencies. However, the Bible is not a history book, a psychology text, or a scientific journal. The Bible is the description God gave us about who he is and his desires and plans for humanity. The most significant part of this revelation is the story of our separation from God by sin. It is the way God made for restoration of fellowship through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. Our human need for redemption does not change. We do have a sin problem that we all have, naturally. We do things like lying, cheating, fighting, lusting for immoral sex, which all separate us from God, who is spotlessly clean and holy. In the New Testament book of Galatians in chapter 5, we get a good contrast between living life in the flesh, that is, the way people naturally are without God in their lives, and then life empowered by the Spirit of God, which brings about pleasant attributes from God. Here is that quotation. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, depravity, idolatry, sorcery, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish rivalries, dissensions, factions, envying, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and similar things. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also behave in accordance with the Spirit. Now, no one is eternally saved just by being a nice person. People must realize that they are lost without God. When they wake up to this fact, God becomes relevant. In fact, He becomes essential and vital, because without the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, people are headed to eternal punishment for the moral crimes against God, that is to say, their sins. Romans chapter 3 in the New Testament of the Bible says this about humanity: no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise, no one is seeking God. All have turned away, all have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with lies. Snake venom drips from their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. They rush to commit murder. Destruction and misery always follow them. They do not know where to find peace. They have no fear of God at all. Obviously, the law applies to those to whom it was given, for its purpose is to keep people from having excuses and to show that the entire world is guilty before God. For no one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, and this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of the glorious standard of God. Yet God, in His grace, freely makes us right in His sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed His life, shedding His blood. In those verses, when it mentions the law, that is a reference to the Old Testament law that includes, but is not limited to, the law of Moses and more commonly referred to as the Ten Commandments. No one is saved by reforming their life and trying to be better. In fact, without God, we are all spiritually dead. Colossians 2:13 and 14 spells out what sin does to us. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Then in the New Testament book of Ephesians chapter 2, we read this: once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to the anger of God, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. That is what real, genuine, true faith in Jesus does for a person. Jesus makes people who are spiritually dead come to life through the power of God. Anyone who can do that is truly relevant. God, who is holy, can only have people in heaven who are holy also. And he knows that none of us can become holy without being redeemed and transformed by faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Bible contains a great deal of accurate and relevant information. The Word of God will never be outdated, superseded, or improved upon. Cultures change, laws change, generations come and go, but the Word of God is as relevant today as it was when it was first written. Given the wars, disease, riots, and viruses we see in our world today, it should be obvious we need help, and humanity is not good at solving the social dilemmas we face. Faith in God through His only Son, Jesus Christ, is perfectly rational and necessary to deal with our sin problem and to cope with this lost and dying world. As I mentioned earlier, I have been a Christian 57 years, and I consider it an honor and a privilege to place my faith in Christ as my Lord and Savior, and it is most certainly an honor I do not deserve. But because of the grace of God, I have obtained salvation, and you can too, friend. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 states, "For by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so that no one can boast." Now, friend, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, FM, local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the main page. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and thus has righteousness, and with the mouth one confesses and thus has salvation. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.